One of the most common gripes students have with Northwestern is its lack of nightlife.
But we've always found that a strange contention. After all, we always managed to find something to do at night.
So we took it upon ourselves to experience a night at Northwestern in its full glory.
Our preparations for the intense endeavor we had ahead of us began with a dinner at one of the two dining halls open latest on campus, Plex East.
Look, I'm John Kowalski.
Krishna Kumar.
If you can't tell, we're having a good time. We're currently walking over to Plex.
The seating area was bustling. And immediately upon our entrance, I was greeted by a familiar face, Weinberg freshman Peter Platosh.
We interviewed him about his take on the nightlife situation.
I don't think it's as bad as people make it out to be.
He elaborated further.
I would say it's definitely something that people can be part of if they want to. I don't think anybody's forcing anybody to be a part of it. I think it strikes a good balance, especially for some people who want to actually, like, you know, unwind after midterm.
Do you think there's options?
Like,
you think there's stuff to do at night?
I think there's options, yeah.
After we bid our farewells, ate some dinner, and discussed our plans for the night, we conversed with another diner, freshman Messiah Fiasi, on our way out to help inform our future directions.
Do you have any suggestions, any destinations?
Probably hit up Chipotle and some food.
Because
you'd be hungry.
This suggestion of grabbing some more food really spoke to us. So we followed up our dinner with a visit to 847 Late Night at Franz, probably the biggest late night attraction in all of South Campus.
I mean, it is in their name. They know what they're doing.
You know, we fancy ourselves Franz connoisseurs, if you will, but tonight we were approaching our beloved institution with a more evaluative eye.
I mean, obviously we've been to Franz before, but a lot of people suggested Franz as a premier destination.
As we walked into the grand entryway of Willard, we were engulfed by the hustle and bustle of the cafe.
We asked fellow patron Shreya Saha, a freshman in chemical engineering, about things to do at night.
Is there, like, places to go or things to do at night, or is it just kind of...
I think a lot of places in dorms, the lounge areas are kind of lively, like, late into the night, because there can be people playing pool in there or doing homework as well. Lounge areas of dorms, like, anything could happen.
Having satisfied the mandatory Franz visit portion of any great late night at Northwestern, we decided to follow up on Shreya's suggestion and headed back to our dorm.
It was a very relaxing couple of hours. We watched some television and hung out with friends.
But, of course, the night beckoned us, and we had to set back out on our expedition.
Our next destination was Lisa's Cafe, the North Campus equivalent of Franz.
Two, we're heading up to Lisa's right now, so I hope all goes well with y'all.
Nice time at Franz. We're on the trek up north. Maybe we'll see something interesting.
Chip, chip, cheerio.
Cheerio.
On our long walk up Sheridan, we ran into Weinberg senior Bobby Axelrod and asked him, in all his wisdom, what he thought of Northwestern nightlife.
I mean, I think, you know, Northwestern, I feel like in many ways has a reputation for being kind of quiet compared to a lot of schools. You know, they don't call it Nerdwestern for nothing.
We chewed on this while we trudged up north, and before we knew it, we'd made it to Lisa's.
Even though we walked in 15 minutes before closing, the scene was lively and active.
Not to mention their food had no right to be as good as it was. The whole experience was almost enough to sway us away from our status as diehard Franz defenders.
I feel like the Franz versus Lisa's debate. We were Franz believers, but I feel like there's like...
This is pretty elite.
This
I
is pretty
lie.
Great.
Once we finished, I came to the realization that the night was getting away from me and my math homework was calling my name.
So we, of course, headed to the premier late-night study spot on campus, Mudd Library. There, we'd be surrounded by fellow brave soldiers on the front lines of the never-ending struggle to keep our workloads at bay.
Our journey was uneventful, and once we got there, we regrouped.
Currently working on Krishna's playlist for jazz in the morning.
Mm-hmm. We are also editing the script. We're also math homework. I gotta lock in.
I'm going to maybe do some work and then probably take a little bit of a nap.
Yeah.
I think that'll be good, yeah?
Yeah.
John did follow through on his word.
I slept for 5 hours on one of the couches within Mudd. You know, it was a rather comfortable experience, all things considered.
And as a result, he ended up missing my interview with third-year mechanical engineering student Kam Sian Dae about the MUD experience.
It's very lively, like, in the midday, I guess, like, at night. Like, it usually thins out a lot, like, especially, like, past midnight, it thins out a lot. So, like, people are a lot more, like, spread out in, like, in their little quarters of the library once more spaces are freed up. So, like, because, like, most people who stay overnight are probably, like, studying for something that's tomorrow. So, yeah, they probably just go to little corners and just hunker down.
This was followed by a lot of uninteresting labor, so we can skip forward to the conclusion of our odyssey.
I woke up around 6:15, and both of us opted to leave MUD to head to our final destination, the top of the Siegel Visitor Center parking garage.
It's Krishna. I'm here with John. Finally woke up.
Hey.
And so we made it through the night. No one's left in MUD. Everyone is gone. At least as far as we can see. We're the last people left, which is pretty impressive, I feel. And yeah. So we're heading out to watch the sunrise at Siegel.
And once we arrived...
We could feel the excitement building.
We'll let our first-hand reactions speak for themselves.
So we came up to the roof of Siegel to see the sunrise, and there is no sunrise.
Not only is there no sunrise, but the loop, so it appears, is covered in like a small amount of fog and mist.
Yeah, it's all gray and blue and grayscale. There's no sunlight.
It's quite serene, really.
Yeah, the sky blends with the lake.
It's giving alternative indie.
It is giving alternative indie.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's grand.
So, after our intense night of adventure, what were our conclusions?
Well, to be honest, it seems like maybe we do live up to the nerd Western moniker. A large majority of the people we saw late at night were studying or completing work.
But the people we met were also mostly excited, cheerful, and having a great time. And isn't that what college nights are really all about?
For WNUR News, I'm John Kowalski.
And I'm Krishna Kumar.